right, people, and welcome once again to Football Mede Mede Podcast right here with the Republicans. And of course, as usual, my name now Jovita, AK, but then if you don't come with the sexy Joe, I don't want to come alone. I come with my usual suspect, talking about Odokalo Onyebuchi and of course, Emmanuel Ata. Una welcome.
Jovita, good morning, by the way. I like your dada. You look good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jovita, good morning. Nice meeting you. You don't think we'll see.
We'll see for a week. All right, my people, as usual, we carry plenty of bongalicious yarning points where we say we want to dissect this lovely, wonderful day. And of course, as far as today concerned, make we sharply get down to business. As it is so, in recent times, we don't see the game between Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, Man United. And some of these teams get one problem right now. And our goalkeeping department now in this problem for come. Now, we don't see Tori Wediongra. We talk, say, if like say, come January, say, if like say, Chelsea won't go for Aaron Ramsdale. And right now, David Raya, we don't see what he do against Chelsea. Not very convincing performance. But then, as far as they consign, they say Chelsea won't call be Ramsdale. You feel, say, it go good make Arsenal allow Ramsdale leave at this point in time. Abi, make them still keep him. And they interuse two of them.
Nothing but £150 million from Chelsea. Because number one, Chelsea and money misery. No, they're a stupid club. They're a money misery club. They don't even get. They don't get direction. If Chelsea can spend stupid money on players that are not worth it, let them bring one Kobono come out £150 million to be paid in 2 months, not 1 year. Then collect Ramsdale. Ramsdale, a talented goalkeeper. I have nothing against Ramsdale. Good goalkeeper. But with the phase where Arsenal they go in terms of winning trophies, Arsenal need persons they go. If he can't on the now. Players like Ramsdale, you can count on them maybe in 2-3 years when they go mature well. But Arsenal cannot wait for him to mature. Arsenal don't pass those days where there are players like Danielson, Fabregas, Nasri, follow them to mature. Arsenal need to win trophies right now. That's now why they bring the experience of Araya. So in Chelsea, get home. If those Arsenal people, because Arsenal is a set players, it affects me. They say players, they say players for nonsense money. If those Arsenal executives no say Ramsdale for 150 million man to a nonsense club by Chelsea. We know what the money be. They don't even know the value of money. 150 or no deal. If they bring 145, 148, no deal. £150 million or nothing.
According to former Manchester United legend, maybe Gary Neville, you don't come out to talk, say the pressure of that number one spot, say now they worry Raya. You agree with waiting to talk or you feel, say, now just he never settled down well.
He never really settled down for Arsenal. One. Nah, experienced goalkeeper, Bradley. But again, consistency, if you keep the play a particular player all the time, the confidence will increase. We get there's a goalkeeper for Manchester, what he be named? Andre Onana. All of us know, see, he come from another league. He played Champions League finals with Inter last season, Inter final, where Man City beat them 1-0. But this season, like, blunder, total blunder in before Manchester United. But Erik ten Hag keep the building hope on him and they give him that confidence. So the more you they give him that confidence, the more you they believe in him, the more you go do very well. You understand? So I don't believe, say, Raya, because of one mistake. You understand? One mistake against Chelsea. You go start to the reason in destiny or in next destination. You need to keep playing them.
Mark, we also still on top that one. We consign goalkeepers. We notice when Man United been play, I think against Brentford. No, be against Brentford. Their last game for inside the Premier League, where we say them play. We notice say. David De Gea,
Sheffield United.
Yes, their last game against Sheffield United. You notice, say, Bruno Fernandes been take picture with David De Gea waiting for inside London, and now fans don't speculate. Say it's like Bros won't come back. This guy for the 12 years we stay for Man U kept 190 clean sheets, and yet this can't happen the way we say happen. You smell anything like coming back from everything where we say don't see the picture, he wear jersey, he snap picture with their captain. You feel say David here, if he make a return back
go,
to United.
You know go better for my smell if I think see the come out. You know go better for the gear. if he come back where he was not respected, if he come back where he was not appreciated. I don't know what thing the gods, the rumors be. If they would they beg, I know better Manchester United to beg now. Because you cannot disrespect your legend, long time goalkeeper, get a contract, collect contracts. Now, no, the talk they won't make me the first. The talk, it has to be false. It has to be false. They get a free agent. Right now, in the enjoying himself. He can travel in get a house from Manchester.
Yeah.
In family, his children, we are some of them, we are born in Manchester United.
Yeah.
So he go to Manchester because now they don't they use for like a long, long time. Even when he play for him, he go to Manchester United. So him being available and him now jolly good fellow. They can't get wahala. Players don't want to come. So when they're around, you go fix. And also, don't forget, when you play for a club for those amount of years, you go fall in love
you
with
the
club.
You know, say sometimes that like the picture speaks louder.
They'll still be friends. They will never be enemies. They play together. They see themselves naked together now.
On Saturday.
So that you're expecting.
On Saturday, Sergio Ramos, Real Madrid, travel go, Sevilla go play, Sevilla. Sergio Ramos now captain of, before captain of Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, yeah.
He spent a lot of, more than an hour for Real Madrid dressing room. They take pictures with Luka Modric. You understand?
Who takes that particular? Who tell you did here?
But for part, now my, you know, you see,
I don't picture
when
I
they
now.
Get, for that particular match, better be good day. The attitude, the character of a football player, of a champion that want to win, they exhibit them for those games. They fight, they argue. You understand? But the friendship, they say, have fun. I want to have them. But you know, the normal thing.
All right, as you say, normal team, we could talk about Kepa Arrizabalaga. We don't do Real Madrid. Everybody knows Courtois right now, been get wounded some time ago. And of course, they go bring Kepa come on top of Lone Waka. And Kepa, since start from Real Madrid, they do very well for them. You feel, say, there's at a point in time, Real Madrid go back here and finally.
Two things they involve. Kepa na homeboy, na Spanish boy. He gets motivation. And the only motivation we get now is he go like get into this. Collect the Spanish national team number one spot, and the best bet for him now in contribution for this Real Madrid squad right now. Real Madrid travel away yesterday, go Germany.
You know Berlin.
Against Union Berlin, they win 2-1. They don't top of the team.
No, Union Berlin, Braga, they play.
Braga, they travel. They travel Portugal in Napoli play Union Berlin. Braga. You understand? Win 2-1. So you go say. He get opportunity right now. And like I said earlier on, the only motivational factor, because of that Europe, Spanish number one, because of Euro 2024. You understand? Aside that, Thibaut Courtois, if you come back anytime, to every good fan of football, they will say,
Thibaut Courtois, after the season now.
You understand? Anytime when you come back after the season, it will face TB. Prefectious for Real Madrid, but for the national team six, he won't command number one spot for national team, especially as the only contenders we get right now. Now this goalkeeper where the Atletico Bilbao, Atletico Simon. Bilbao keeper Simon, might be the only person for right now. Now the only reason where he go do well and Madrid.
Any hope of Kepa coming back to Chelsea?
No, there's something Chelsea is cost. It is spiritual problem with Chelsea. Because Kepa will be able to see the play nonsense or Chelsea. Just go to Madrid.
Fantastic start for Real Madrid.
You go from average to world class.
Chelsea,
there's something. No, shut up now. There's something spiritually wrong with Chelsea. Because he's not the second player. Disease did that with the affect players' mentality. Check their face. Players go to Chelsea, they go to the old. All these players, they look old at Chelsea. Look at them. They don't even look happy. Which player will still look at you happy?
Kovacic
leave Man City, Chelsea, go Man City, they smile. He at least smile with Chelsea. Kai Havertz, don't smile tire for Arsenal. Mason Mount, very, very happy. Kepa now, very happy. They look on this thing. See, numbers don't lie. Statistics don't lie. There's something mentally, spiritually wrong with Chelsea. They need
your,
deliverance.
Now your opinion, now you
no, my opinion is fact.
Now your opinion, you talk.
Deliverance, see, they are cost.
For right now, Chelsea do very well. The last 4-5 games, I never see Chelsea did lose any game.
They do very well. They lose point against Arsenal after playing their world blessed.
You know, matter now Arsenal they inform. Arsenal, Aston Villa. People need to notice these things. Arsenal, Aston Villa, Liverpool. They at the peak.
Which peak? Arsenal,
you understand? They win games right now. You understand? And you go see Arsenal go do Brentford
Chelsea
this weekend.
Cost. Not Brentford.
You
Sheffield United.
Sheffield United, they play this weekend away. So you go see waiting. Arsenal. So no be now Chelsea they play, and like I talked earlier on, now that big game. So if Chelsea feed the lead 2-0, can't try with that 3 points against Arsenal. Now normal Arsenal they try with that point too. No be full half.
This guy now move.
All right, from there, Mepui Shapali Waka come out for there, go inside Manchester United. Complain they come. They say according to Ruud Gullit, it will be before Netherlands legend. I don't win World Cup. I take it don't win World Cup with Netherlands. He don't come out to talk. See, this guy they call Rasmus Højlund. Say, they know they really feed the guy as in ball up front. They know they really, you know, get that synergy with the rest of the Man U players whereby they go, they give a ball. Since we come Premier League, he never scored one single goal. The one way Mane scored against Arsenal, then disallow him. And right now, Bros never opened any account for Premier League, although he don't score for Champions League. But then, according to Jan Wade on ground, he say they know they feed this guy ball, and that's why come be like say market no sell for inside Premier League so far since we come.
Jovita, if them no feed you ball as a top nine, can't look for ball. Can't get involved in play. The best of strikers, they involved in play. Harry Kane, you see him everywhere. Lewandowski, you see him everywhere. Benzema, Victor Osimhen. Haaland case different because City, they create a lot. So they create more than Manchester United. That now why if he did top nine. So if he had for you as a top nine, come back and play. And also when you consider, say, man, you, I don't know their problem, but something is wrong with that club. Because they don't look like club where they were coached. They look confused.
Every club
where
they corner did wrong with it. Like man, you never lose the last four matches.
They look lost on the pitch. Like, who said they win right now? But you go, no, say something is wrong with
this Laba.
Like, even they win. If you're honest as a Manchester United fan, if you look at your club play football, you're going to say something is actually very, very wrong. Then they struggle heavily. Heavily in terms of creating, also in terms of creating. So I don't really blame Højlund. Let me my point. I don't really blame Gullit with that opinion about Højlund right there. But Højlund also need to get involved in play. He's a young boy. He's 21 years. The team, they struggle. Rashford is struggling. Bruno, they struggle. Casemiro, they struggle. Anthony, they struggle. Who won't create for you?
Simple. We don't see in recent times some players don't crook and come through the ranks of Manchester United, and we don't see their struggle. One of those now, Donny van der Beek, and some other ones, we don't also come and struggle. You feel, say, the 72 million when Man U carry go buy Rasmus Højlund, he go repay that money anytime soon.
You know, he no go pay that money anytime soon. Nothing is wrong with Man United. The only problem Man United get is the mentality of the current coach where they get.
What make do you give mean you example. By the mentality of
nothing wrong. The same thing when you say something, they wrong with you.
I think it's
the
same. When they talk,
you don't interrupt me too.
I interrupt when they talk.
Well, yes, you did.
Make we hear you.
The only problem Manchester United get, even if I go Manchester, I go talk him. Now the mentality and the approach of the coach, Erik ten Hag towards the players. He gets some players that will be saying, no matter what thing they do, you understand? You go need to excuse them. You understand? We don't see a lot of stars come and go.
No, you know they successful.
You understand? From Ronaldo, he don't like the pattern. He don't come out. You understand? And he always give this military approach to some of those players when they try to air their opinion or express themselves. Now, football club, they call him. Not the military cartoon.
You feel, Erik ten Hag, they run the club like, say...
Yes!
With and iron hands.
Yes, and they affect the performances of the players. Because it gets some players that seem normally, they don't get any business to leave the club. Jadon Sancho now won. You don't feel count on the likes of Anthony or Anthony Martial or the rest to give you that performance where you need. Players like Rashford up front, players like Eriksen, they would they useless. Recently, news come out reliably for Manchester United media group said before player of Real Madrid where he named Casemiro, he didn't regret to come Manchester United.
This is not to come before.
You know, he didn't regret. He don't like the pattern, he don't like the code, he don't like the way things they go on there. And you go tell me say something. Nothing is wrong with Manchester United until they change the coach. Or make the coach change his mentality or his approach to
but
the player.
But the coach make them, then they ignore Rasmus Højlund up front.
But madam, now the playing pattern. When the playing pattern, no favor. We see Haaland now. Haaland Manchester City get creative players. You don't need to come back to midfield to win ball. You understand? Right. But we see the hope I don't watch Manchester City play 3-4 straight games. Mm. 4 games, Allah knows, score one. All right. But it starts.
All right, from there, talking about Manchester City, Mok, we talk about the man they call Jack Grealish and, of course, Jeremy Doku. Mm. Ever since Jeremy Doku don't come from Rene to Man City, Jack Grealish don't relegate to bench. Apart from Wunjo, where he gets.
Yes, the coach, now coach will get sense. Hmm. You know, like some people know they don't get sense. So they call themselves UEFA license B coach. You understand? The coach gets sense. And you know, say this one a talent from Belgium and he young. Hmm. I don't talk this thing last season. Say that 100 million when they take sign Jack Grealish from Aston Villa.
Well, he was
City.
Instrumental. You know, he was time. Part of the
now,
reason
no,
why
no, no worry. You know, the instrumental now because they play on consistency. Hmm. They play him all the time as English player. You know what that amounts. But you see player where he raw, where he get talent, 21, 22 years old, he play boy, he get pace. A coach where he need result at the end of the season. You know, go gamble, say this one a homeboy.
All right, Bucci. You feel, say, Jack Grealish, the guy the way that they call Jeremy Doku, don't overtake him for inside
better
Man City game.
Better pass 100%.
Doku is sleep. sleep. Pep Guardiola always wanted a street winger. You talk about for like a long time. So you want a right-footed straight winger. Nothing against that. Jack Grealish, a very talented boy. But you know the tax of being an English boy. The tax of extra money because playing in England. It happens to the best. John Stones, Ramsdale too. All this, like, know what's the money? We know. But they pay extra for them, the 100 million pounds. What I like about the first season, he's struggling his first season. But his second season, he was fantastic with City. When they win the league, also win the champion. He played like in nearly every games. So it happened to the best of players. Sometimes you could go up, sometimes you could come down. It depends on how much you they try. Though could they start some games? Even though Doku could they win, they start some
the
games.
Only two games, Grealish, don't start so far this season.
But it happened. Season is, would they forget this season? It's very, very, very early right now. And Grealish, they would come from the bench if indeed needed.
That's why the last season so, where Grealish,
should he be worried? Because Jeremy Doku is in a form of his life.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty about football. Now what every coach they like when they get that problem of having quality player to select from? Don't forget, City lose a player like Riyad Mahrez last season. So they need quality inside their squad. And Doku now, fantastic player.
Not just Riyad Mahrez.
Straight up,
good
movement, and also. So no problem for Jack Grealish. He'll be fine. He's an English boy. So he'll be fine. I've no worried about him.
If he play EFL Cup.
At all.
An EFL Cup.
All right, from Friday, 27th October, 2023, the Premier League will return back after the Champions League. And of course, Crystal Palace go play Spurs, where they're the form of their life right now. That's one at 8 p.m. Night. That game will happen for inside Selhurst Park. But then make we check a look at the ones will happen on Saturday, 28th October, 2023. Chelsea, Brentford, Emmanuel.
Chelsea to win.
Arsenal, Sheffield United, Bucci.
7-0.
Bournemouth, Burnley. Anybody's game?
Bournemouth to win. Bournemouth
go win. 2-1.
Bournemouth win. Because
Wolverhampton, Newcastle.
Newcastle to win.
Draw.
Win. All right. Sunday, West Ham, Everton.
Draw.
Aston Villa, Luton.
Aston to win. Aston Villa
Brighton,
to win.
Brighton, Fulham.
Luton will beat Aston Villa.
Wrong man. Brighton to win.
2.5.
Liverpool, Nottingham Forest.
Liverpool to win.
Then the big one, battle of Manchester.
We must go to
Man United, Man City.
They'll give Man United one go ahead.
For Old Trafford.
They'll go beat them. They don't beat their season yesterday. Why would that be?
Over 2.5. But the truth is this year, Man U are in the form of their life. They've not lost 4 straight games, including Champions League features.
All right, that's one happen for inside Old Trafford. And of course, from that one, make we take a look at the Champions League as well. And of course, the chances of the English teams for this season's Champions League. Then they win, they come. Maybe lose one like Arsenal the other time. But then, what team be on a take? Which English team, and I feel say, will go further as far as the Champions League they're concerned? This now the groups. Group A, we see Man United right there. They third position. Even
they don't
though
qualify.
Say, they're not going to qualify.
How many qualify?
No, no. Man U is playing Copenhagen.
Group B, get Arsenal. For inside that particular
group,
right now they
need. Qualify.
Group C, no English team for there, but then we get an Italian team, a Portuguese team, German team, and a Spanish
Madrid,
team.
Napoli qualify.
All right, Moku check where we get
group
English
F.
team again. Group F. Surprise, Newcastle the leader group for now. Any hope for Newcastle United?
Yes. And all they need to do, they are playing at home against Dortmund.
The last time when they played for Champions League, they played against a Spanish PSG team and, of course, a French team.
Yeah.
And the same group, nice today.
Yes. So, and now, this Wednesday, they'll be playing at home against Dortmund. Dortmund last game, they played against Milan. It was 0-0. So, I believe, say, Newcastle, after they beat PSG last time, 4-1, they go beat Dortmund at home.
And Group G, we get the last English team, will be Man City. Then they do fantastically well for now. Any hope for City to reach the final again this time?
No, they won't get to the final, but they'll qualify from the group.
All right, my people. Now here we go to pause on the football Mede podcast with the Republicans. And of course, my name is Jovita AK. Feel free to drop your messages and drop your comments, like, follow. We don't talk about social media platforms. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Football Republic NG. My name is Jovita AK, Manuel Ata, Onokalonye Buchi. Thank you so much, guys, for joining.
It's always a pleasure.
And of course, we hope so. We'll see you in our next time. Subscribe and feel free, shook mouth put, for all the yanny points where we carry come.